You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo-woo. Woo-woo. Woo-woo.
So I got the bonk and the woo-woo in there. John, have you seen Civil War, the movie that's out right now?
No.
Okay. Nor
have I. I hear it's very
interesting,
eye-opening.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And very violent, apparently.
Yeah.
Al's seen it. Emily has seen it a couple of times now. She went to go see it for the second time yesterday. I haven't seen it either, but I can imagine just the subject
Emily,
matter.
Why'd you go twice?
So first time I went to see it, the first opening weekend, I just want to get the experience, see it. Second time, my friend asked me, and it's kind of like a book club kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I wanted
you
to go
want her
that.
To go by herself or him to go by himself.
It's not uncommon. She sees movies. It's not that uncommon for you to see a movie twice, right?
No, because I have like one of those passes where I don't have to pay
every
time.
Yeah, Mason's got the same thing going. Yeah.
So let's just, instead of Civil War specifically, generally speaking, an R-rated, super loud, violent movie.
War movie. Saving Private Ryan.
War movie. Perfectly said. A war movie.
I like Saving Private Ryan.
Me too. It's one of my all-time favorites. Is there any scenario where it's okay to bring your infant child to that movie? Because that's what she ran into last night. She was at a 6 o'clock, Em?
6:30
showing of Civil War, and she said there was a less than 2-year-old in the audience.
Yeah. Jorge, I know you've got little kids, so I'm trying to be respectful here.
Go for it. We already did that.
All right. But no effing way. All right. So I've told you guys this story once. I'm in the locker room of a tennis club where Lisa plays tennis all the time. It's in Manhattan Beach right by our house. And I go into the locker room and I jump in the jacuzzi. I throw my towel on a chair and I jump in the jacuzzi. I have nothing on.
Okay.
And there's another guy in there.
Yeah.
And the other guy in the jacuzzi and I are sitting there and this guy walks in with his daughter. She's maybe 2.
Okay.
And we're both naked. And when we get out.
You're in the men's locker room.
Men's locker room in a jacuzzi, both of us naked, me and this other guy.
Okay.
And this guy walks in with his daughter, and she jumps into the jacuzzi, and she's splashing around in there. And this guy, who I'm now friends with at the time, didn't know. This guy just lights up the dad. Just says, look, man, this is a men's locker room. I'm not trying to tell you how to parent your kid, but we don't have any clothes on.
Right.
And we can't stay in here for hours. This is a jacuzzi.
Eventually,
and I think you've put us in a terrible spot. Mm. And the guy goes, I have no, my wife needed one day off. I'm not comfortable leaving her out by the pool by herself. And I this guy goes, well, she doesn't need to be in the effing jacuzzi. And this whole thing escalated.
Oh, well,
to the way these two started yelling at each other. And they looked at me to kind of like be the rational. And I pointed at the other guy in the jacuzzi. I go, I'm with him, man.
Yeah.
You got to get your daughter and get out.
So what happened?
He did. Got his daughter and got out.
Really? But it was a big confrontation.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
So, Mace, here's why John's telling that story.
Yeah.
Emily went to see Civil War again for the second time yesterday.
For the second. I saw it once. Okay. I didn't go a second
Pretty
time.
Gnarly?
Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah.
It's a rough movie.
Rough.
It's very depressing, I think. Mm-hmm.
Somebody brought their less than 2-year-old to the movie last night.
Oh, come on.
18-month, just...
I told Jorge, I want to be respectful of you having little kids, but you can't bring a 2-year-old to that freaking movie.
Not to that movie.
No, the movie makes it weird, but can I try to make a defense of this? Just
a little
bit? Yeah, go ahead.
When you have young kids, especially if it's your first young kid...
Trial and error.
Look, you're going to make a million mistakes.
Of course.
You're going to make a million mistakes, but just sometimes... I got to
get the hell
house.
Out of the house.
Yeah. The four walls are closing in on me. I want to see this movie. I know this isn't a good idea. I'm doing it anyway. Yeah. Is that just a complete non-starter?
I think it is a terrible plan to bring a little baby kid to a movie. Now, was the kid quiet through the whole thing?
You're affecting other people's experiences.
Yes.
Like Mason used to own movie theaters, and we used to debate on the air. Like situations would come up, and Mason would I would say, okay. I get a text in a movie, and I pull out my phone, and I answer the text. Do you confront me about that? And he said, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
You're affecting other people's experiences. And it changed the way, just knowing you and being friends with you, changed the way I look at that. a movie, and Emily, you go to, you and Mason, between the two, you see everything. A movie is, you're for 2 hours, you're engulfed in this experience. It's not...
No distractions.
Yeah, it's the reason you go. A lot of people don't even bring their phones in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And ever since then, if I got text during a movie...
Sure. Ignore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kept
yeah,
in my so pocket.
Was baby movie baby quiet during the show?
Not really. So you know, because you've seen the movie, Al's seen the movie too, but the movie goes between like really, really loud things and incredible quiet.
Yes.
And it kind of
or
messes
quiet
with everything
and
with
what
that.
What the hell just happened? And then,
exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
So every time it went quiet, I heard goo goo gaga. I heard. And then at one point in time, baby starts crying, and mom does not leave the
you
theater.
You got crying baby.
Come on.
Other than an airplane, you got it.
You're putting the other people in an incredibly bad spot because if they say something, they're an a-hole, and if they don't say something, their night's ruined.
I agree with you guys. I really do.
Yeah.
But I remember what it's like being a brand new parent with a little kid. And
sure.
I just got to get out
you
of the chair.
Yeah, but for that reason, I'm the guy, like, if you get on an airplane, I've had this happen to me before. Somebody walks on an airplane, and there's a crying kid in the seat, and he'll go, I can't sit there.
I'll do it.
Yeah. I'll go, I got you.
Yeah.
And I'll say, give me the middle seat, 10 rows back. I'm fine.
Get me away from this kid.
Yeah. I'll tell you business.
But
class.
For that, when you're actually, you know, because I know little kids have to get on planes.
Yeah.
They don't have to be in the movie,
yeah.
especially an R-rated
and,
movie.
And, yeah, literal.
Technically,
rule,
Mace, that's not even legal to
yeah,
let a kid, a 2-year-old in an R-rated movie.
Yeah,
right?
Technically.
If you're at your theater and you see mom and dad.
I'm sure they didn't buy the infinite ticket, so that's where it gets a little sticky.
Right, exactly.
It's a lap child.
Mom and dad are walking into the Steve Mason Theater experience.
Yes.
You see that they've got 2-year-old junior
coming into Civil War.
What's the movie?
Civil War. You stopping him at the door?
I'm going to say, yeah, this movie's not appropriate for children.
Okay, it's my kid. I think it's okay if he sees it.
All right. I don't want if your child starts crying or making noise in the theater, then we're going to have to have a conversation.
All right.
Something
I'm
like
surprised
that.
You even let it go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just say, I'll return your money, but you're
sounds
affecting
like the
other
plot
people.
Of a movie.
I'm not in favor of a total baby ban. I'm not.
You're not anti baby.
I'm not anti baby. I am not in favor of
Jeff, you know, it says like signs no food, no drink. He has a
no
baby.
No
babies.
Just
no
babies.
Baby
no babies.
Exactly.
The Alamo has only. You can only bring kids to kid-friendly shows. That's the only time anyone under 18
I was gonna say, it makes sense.
Unattended can go to only kids-friendly shows, and this was not the
Where
Alamo.
Did you see this movie?
AMC Burbank 16.
Okay.
The one with the
Are you
Batman
a Stubbs member?
I'm not, so I had to pay out of pocket for this one.
Yeah,
so,
I get at least 3 free movies every month, which is
that's
bargain
a
for me for like $25 a month.
I don't
right?
think I've been seen 3 movies in a theater this year.
Oh, I know, I've seen 0.
There's the higher level.
I went
level
to Barbie on a
week,
dare.
Right?
the higher
level of AMC Stubbs.
I'm at the highest. I took the high level.
You can get 3. You can get 3 a week.
Oh, 3 a week, but who could see 3 a week?
I mean,
her.
Oh, you do.
There aren't enough movies.
You could see 3 a weekend.
Like this past weekend, I was like, all right, what am I going to
see? Abigail, you could see Civil War, and then you could go see Kong.
I felt like there was nothing to see this week, so I'm waiting for the tennis movie, which is coming out on Friday. Challenges.
You know, that movie's been done for 2 years.
Has it really?
Yeah, why is it sat in a can?
Because Zendaya's in it, and she has such a huge social media presence that they thought if they released it during the pandemic, they would be throwing it away.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So
I've heard it's rather steamy.
The movie is steamy.
Top Gun Maverick, same thing, was done 18 months before
I knew
they
that would have been in the can.
Yeah,
for a
apparently
while.
Challengers is great.
I've heard it's
very
erotic.
I've heard it's
erotic.
Great, and I hear it's very, very sexy.
Yeah.
It's
racy,
right? sexy.
Well,
racy.
She has a menage a trois with two guys.
Correct.
In this
that
movie,
is
right?
what it appears. Yeah. Mike Feist and
Josh O'Connor.
Thank you, Josh O'Connor.
He played young Prince Charles in The Crown.
And won the Emmy
also,
for it.
Also, another thing, too. It's written by the same person who. So. Writer of Challengers is the husband of the writer of Past Lives.
Okay.
Both are movies that involve...
Now we're going deep.
Thruples.
Director.
Basically.
Same director as Call Me By Your Name.
Yes, Luca Guadagnino.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. And,
it's turned into a cinephile.
I heard you guys talking about what the Lakers are up against being down 0-2.
Yeah.
Rarely has anything ever been this black and white. I went down this rabbit hole this morning. All right, so... 151 teams in the NBA have gone down 0-3. 151. How many have won?
Zero.
Correct.
Yeah.
0 for 151. Mm-hmm. Now, never. It's never happened. So if the Lakers lose, that's pretty much
lights
out. But if they win, at least one team has come back to win a series trailing 2 games to 1 in every year since 1996 in the NBA. Last year, the Warriors did it. They were down 0-2 to the Kings.
Okay.
Came back and won it in seven. The year before, four teams did it in 2022. And in 2021, six teams did it. So, I mean, that's a legitimate argument.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
That if you go down 2-1, you're still alive. But if you lose, that rarely has anything been that black and white.
And I'm sure you
then
don't.
It is a
but
must
the
win.
The numbers.
Oh,
of
it's definitely
the
a must win.
Even for me.
Yeah, it is a must win. Yeah. Exactly.
The teams that come back, how often are the teams that come back that the, for lack of a better word, the lower seed, the inferior of the two? Like, to be down 2-0, if
well,
you're...
Well, the Warriors did it last year.
Right, but
if
you're the 2 seed playing the 7, and the 2 is up 2-0, those are the numbers that I'd like to see, right? That how often does that team
yeah,
come
sure,
back?
Sure, sure.
Where if
the lower seed.
The 7
yeah.
well,
grabs
most
a couple...
Of the time, most of the time, it is the higher seed that is
yeah.
ahead.
Because you're at home.
It's the old line, you know, a series doesn't start until you win on the other team's home court.
I do not believe that.
You think the series is over now?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
I believe
they needed to get one.
Yeah, they needed to get one in Denver. And, you know, there's
everything went right in game two except for the very end. Like, everything.
I was looking at some numbers today. So, in the second halves of this series so far, first two games, Denver is plus 32. If you go back six games, so in other words, the four playoff games last year and the two playoff games, they're plus 54. I mean, they
this
are
is in the second half.
In the second half,
they
are just
make
clock,
the adjustments, but
yeah.
they make adjustments.
They do, and they are. They mm-hmm. know how to finish games. We've seen this,
and they've got the best player.
Yes, they do.
They've got the right now. They've got the best player, who is better at the end than he is at any other point.
They're perfect.
Another guy that
at the end
is
of games.
Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. They're
they
really,
had their shot.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
They had their shot on Monday night, and
I refuse to accept defeat. Yeah, you know, I watched Titanic last week. I mean,
Thursday.
I'm that guy.
Did
on,
you really watch Titanic
was
last
on,
week? The
was,
entire
no, no,
three
no.
and a half
caught,
hours
caught,
or whatever it was?
I caught maybe the last 20 minutes.
Did you catch the part where there wasn't room for Leo on the raft
yeah.
because Kate Winslet?
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Are you a subscriber to The Door was big enough for both of them?
Yeah, The Door was big enough for both of them.
She insists. She says she gets asked that question a lot.
Yeah.
She insists it was not.
I completely disagree.
I
completely
need a buoyancy physicist.
Yeah. Buoyancy. But I'm the guy in the tuxedo where they're playing music and the guy says, "You got to get in a lifeboat." He goes, "Not leaving.
It's
We're prepared
Ireland,
to go down."
Michael and
gentlemen.
You know Pepe picked the Lakers in 3. Can you believe that? Lakers in 3.
The horse.
There he is.
Well, I guess it could happen. Maybe something very weird
sure,
will happen tomorrow
extremely
night.
Extremely weird. Yeah.
Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So Morales took the day off.
No, he's not. He's right there.
Oh, but he didn't give us any, you know, fancy
he's got a
upsell.
He's got a lot of meetings,
yeah,
as you know.
Bergman's out today. That means Laura's taking over as producer. Laura, what's happening?
Laura, how's it looking over there?
It's good. It's good. I think I've annoyed Mace enough during our little
You did not annoy me.
No?
No. You irritated me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
same difference. There's a difference.
Same difference.
Is it better or worse to annoy or to irritate?
Annoy is worse. Yeah. Annoy is a step past irritate.
See, I said you're just irritating me, so that's a compliment.
I'll take that.
I think that's like a disappointed in you kind of.
Correct, correct. Exactly
disappointed me.
So, hey, big day. Well, I mean... interesting day because we've got Lakers tomorrow night at home versus Denver. It is a must-win, do-or-die situation because, as John pointed out, you go down 3-0, you're done. So tomorrow night...
If we die, we die!
That's right!
If just we die, leave it we on die. The court.
Let's go!
And again, if they win and the series becomes Denver 2, Lakers 1...
Yep.
Every year since 1996 in the NBA, someone has come back from a 1-2 deficit.
Yep.
Last year, the Warriors did it. 2 years ago, four teams did it.
Yep.
3 years ago, six teams did it. It's completely different than if they win or lose. I mean, tomorrow night is the whole ballgame.
Yeah, they lose, it's over.
Yeah.
They win, they're alive.
Win, lose, Lakers for life, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, so Super Saiyan. So tomorrow's the NFL draft, too.
It is. Lots going on.
There is so much happening right now. So yesterday I made that bet of the four players. I took four players.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to win that
and
bet.
And said the Rams are going to draft one of these four players. And they were all defensive players. And today, Travis Rogers and a lot of people online are saying, oh, I think they're going to go offense. I think they're going to go offensive line. Which means it would make me completely wrong.
You're screwed.
And just, well, do you think they're going offensive line?
I think
line?
One mistake that teams make in the draft
if it happens,
is to do what you're doing.
Which is?
Draft for position. I think it's a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take the best player on your board regardless.
So even if you are trying to replace in some way, shape, or form Aaron Donald, who was the heart of your defense
yes,
last year.
Because, well, you look there first, but... I wouldn't take a guy that's six or seven spots down your board just because he's a defensive lineman or an edge rusher. For example, if Latu from UCLA is still on the board, they have to take him.
I've seen him going as high as number nine.
Yeah, but he, you know, he
has an injury history. Yeah,
right. So he could drop.
Yeah.
So the injury history, but if he's not there, I wouldn't take a guy that you have ranked as a second or third rounder just for on need.
They're not second or third rounders. They're all first rounders
yeah.
on my list. They're all first round picks. So I'm not reaching that far.
But I'm guessing at least one of those guys won't go in the first round.
Yeah, I guess somebody can fall out of the first round.
Yeah,
sure.
They always do.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, you know, if you look at it, I think it would be, and I understand the Rams are doing, they're playing something different. They're a little bit ahead of the curve. We talked about this with Les Snead earlier in the week. But the Rams have apparently decided they've got the second cheapest defense in the league and the second most expensive offense in the league. They have apparently made the determination that you can score a lot of points and survive a bad defense.
Well, especially when Sean McVay is running your team.
Exactly.
You know, that's your strong, you play to your strengths. So
yep.
I wouldn't be shocked if they went offense.
Yeah.
A little surprising.
Just thought, since they signed Jonah Jackson, I just thought they would go with Alaric Jackson at left tackle and go defense. But the four guys I had were defensive tackle Byron Murphy, Texas, edge rusher Jared Verse, Florida State, edge rusher Chop Robinson, Penn State, defensive tackle Johnny Newton, Illinois.
So did you hear the theory that ESPN to Adam Schefter and those guys were kicking around this morning?
No.
Chargers pick where? Fifth?
Fifth. Thank you, Brian.
All right,
Charger
Brian,
fan.
Brian, no. what do you think of this? Apparently, Harbaugh likes J.J. McCarthy so much. Keep in mind, Justin Herbert's extension hasn't even kicked in yet. So use that pick on J.J. McCarthy and move Justin Herbert? It seems insane.
It is insane.
But maybe Harbaugh has something for remember, everybody thought Harbaugh was insane when he started playing Colin Kaepernick over Alex Smith, and,
right.
and they went to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So
I think that
idea sounds just crazy to me.
Yeah, I think that sounds crazy. Anybody that suggests that should...
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Exactly right. That's what Darvin Ham says.
If
you think Jim Harbaugh is going to take J.J. McCarthy and trade Justin Herbert, you do belong in an insane asylum. Right, Brian?
Oh, 100%.
They've got
There's
one
no
of
chance.
The... If you were to think about quarterbacks in the league, Justin Herbert, is he...
Top 10 for sure,
top
maybe top
10,
5.
Yes. Maybe top 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 100%. Top 5.
I mean,
and proven. You
Mahomes
don't know
is one, Lamar Jackson's two, and then after that it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, and you don't know on a quarterback until you see the quarterback in an NFL game. You just don't know.
And by the way, just to piggyback on the point that we're all making here.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes 10th
yep.
in the draft. Lamar Jackson 31st.
Yep.
Nikola Jokic 41st.
Yes.
You know, you never know when a guy's going to pop.
You know what I'll say, John? It's about time
four.
Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
Yeah. I mean, I never would have taken it from him in the first place.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you guys really think Reggie Bush is the first player that won the Heisman who took money? I mean, there's just...
Especially in the context of what we're dealing with now, where players are making millions of dollars at the collegiate level in NIL money, how can you keep Reggie Bush away from his Heisman?
Yeah, this should have happened 2 years ago.
Now, does that mean they'll put the big number back in the state?
I would.
Or is there an NCAA restriction that keeps them from putting the big number?
No, Reggie's been welcomed back by USC.
I know, but the point is, I think they haven't put the big number out because either the Heisman Trust or the NCAA hasn't included it.
Yeah, I would put the number back up.
But do you think it's the NCAA or the Heisman Trust? In other words, Heisman Trust already said, okay,
right,
we're giving it to you back. I think at the NCAA
what I remember
needs to
was
sign off.
John McKay used to come on with us a lot. He's a great guy.
Yeah, JK.
And
not the John McKay.
Yeah.
We're not that old.
Well, you know, JK prefers John. Nobody calls him JK.
Oh, except apparently.
The media made that up so they could distinguish between the two people. But John told us once, and he told us on the air, he said, the reason that we're doing that is the NCAA is watching us and we want to come off as cooperative.
Sure.
But all those penalties have now been paid.
Oh, yeah. Long ago.
Right. So, I mean, the NCAA is going to go away.
They are putting the Heisman back into
Heritage Hall.
Heritage Hall.
The harder decision is, okay, so what Mason's talking about is if you go to a USC football game, they have these huge jerseys they put up in the stands honoring former Heisman winners. And so there's Marcus Allen and there's Charles White. What do you do about OJ?
It's football. You leave OJ up.
No, he wasn't up last year.
Was OJ not up last year?
No, they've very...
OJ's jersey's up in Heritage Hall.
With no plaque or description.
I think OJ's Heisman is in Heritage Hall.
I think that for years it was just the jersey with no accolades. Like,
really?
Okay, OJ's jersey was there. You want to take a picture with OJ's jersey?
So are you telling me I have OJ's...
I don't think
so. Jersey has not been up in the stadium?
Neither has Reggie's. I think that those two have been the two that are missing.
Yeah, I mean, I know Reggie.
I could be wrong. I mean, some USC fans will let me know.
Yeah, somebody.
I'm not a USC grad, but I mean, there's plenty of people that listen to us that are.
Yeah.
But I don't think they ever put OJ's number up. I think it obviously would have been a distraction, so they just stayed away from it.
Yes. Yeah, I get that. Although I remember interviewing Pete Carroll with OJ's jersey right behind him.
Right. With no explanation.
With no explanation.
Just a jersey.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So big day. A lot going on. And we're all over all of it for you. Coming up next, Pizza Fest is coming to LA Live. Do you know that? 27th and 28th.
Every pizza
place in the world is going to be here. So the AEG folks are going to bring us pizza in a while. Everything. I wanted to get to this right off the bat, John. Right off the bat, no waiting whatsoever. Les Snead says that he's getting advice from Dangling Furry. Do you know what that means?
No.
I'll explain it next. Okay. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about Southern California Toyota dealers. For as long as I've been affiliated with the Lakers, and I've been working with them since the 90s, they've been partners with Toyota. 48 years Toyota and the Lakers have been in business together. Why? Because year after year, Toyota delivers reliability and simply the best vehicles on the road. And right now, brand new inventory waiting for you to choose from, an amazing selection of cars, trucks, crossovers, and EVs, SUVs. They're all there. Great deals waiting for you now. All you got to do is see your Southern California Toyota dealers or visit Toyota.com. Toyota, we make it easy.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Laura was at the chiropractor yesterday, and I'm like, I don't think I believe in chiropractors. Do you believe in chiropractors?
Never been to one.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They're amazing.
It's weird, though.
Yeah,
that
but they're
cracking.
Not real doctors, right?
Yes, I believe
no,
so
I don't
they
think
are.
They're
they don't have to
doctors.
Go to medical school.
No.
No, 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 no. But, like, they go through, like, okay, so there's different kinds, and one of the guys that, yep. actually, Janice knows him. It was, like, the most random thing.
Okay.
And he also has, he's also, like, what is it, physical therapist?
Okay, physical therapist. So again, not
both.
A doctor.
But they help you.
They like, do help you.
You know what I mean? So, like, when he, I was telling Mace, when he cracks or one of the guys, they crack. They're like, you know, but then there's this petite girl and she just goes, and it just like.
But the problem is you get like addicted to cracks, right? You need to keep going back to get your back
so
cracked.
So I've been going to a place that's like a, it's called Stretch Life in Manhattan Beach. It's
yes.
like a stretch lab.
Right. It's like
they're also
stretch
amazing.
Lab.
Yeah, yeah.
They're great too. And those guys, I don't think have medical degrees and they're great.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You
know, yeah.
If you get the right guy, I guess
yeah.
it's good.
I don't want to piss off all the chiropractors. I mean, lots of people go to them. If it works for you, it works for you. I just never was into that.
Mace,
yeah.
you need a good crack. Like.
Yeah. No.
No?
No, I'm fine. I've learned to... I know how to crack my own back.
But
do
you
ever
do
crack
it
your own back?
I don't know. I wouldn't know how to do it.
Yeah, you
but
don't
I
do
stretch
it correctly.
All. I stretch almost every day.
Yeah, you do.
So
you do.
I.
By the way, I'm so sore today. Oh my God.
Well, you're gonna be as
leg
you go
day,
through this.
Leg day was Monday. Whoo! I got to go back tonight. Right back at it,
cupping.
John. Right back at it.
You get through this first month, you'll be good. You got yeah. the first month's gonna be hard though.
All right. So I mentioned dangling furry, and you're probably wondering what the hell that means.
Is that a person's name?
Well, I'm going to let Les Snead describe it directly. He's in a Zoom conversation here with head coach Sean McVay.
You met our good pal Dangling hashtag Furry?
I have not.
I can spell it for you. Dangling. He's a Reddit pal of ours.
Oh, Reddit.
Who I think on the other day on Reddit, he broke that we were going to trade up into the top 10.
Oh.
He said he had intimate sources in the building. So, you know, he's close to the program. We really like Dangling.
I'd really like to know who those sources are.
Here's the deal, though. He said we were going to take an OL. I'm like, man, he doesn't know Coach McVay.
Okay. He says, not going to take an OL.
Right.
Right. And so maybe I'm right about a defensive guy. But Reddit is, I mean, do you spend a lot of time in the Reddit?
Almost zero.
It's an interesting place to go. Now, I never read the ESPN stuff because I hear, you know, everybody's getting thrashed in
yep.
there.
Except you. I hear.
Apparently except me. but I do use Reddit all the time. Like, for example, the Am I the A-Hole Reddit thread is a great one.
That's a great rabbit
hole. There are some
hole.
Really good, there are some really good yeah. sort of rabbit hole Reddit yeah.
things. I used Reddit yesterday.
What'd you do?
I have a pair of, so Isaac at Mir
yeah.
gave me these incredible wireless headphones.
Okay.
Okay, they're awesome. They're Sony's.
I think he might have given me the same ones. Yeah. They're
so
great.
One of the earbuds wasn't charging.
Okay.
So I went on Reddit to figure out what to do, and it gave me the solution.
Reddit's got yeah. everything.
Do you have these? Have you ever used these?
I've got something like them. I never got
awesome.
Those. Are they great? Are they noise canceling and
yeah.
all that stuff?
They're
yeah.
great on planes. This
nice.
Is how big they are.
Prime problem is I keep losing the earbuds. I lose them all over the place. And
oh,
then finally, we bought the $10 earbuds and said, screw it. It's not Apple. It's some knockoff, but it's fine.
Well, do you pay money for expensive sunglasses?
No. These are prescription. I've had them for a long time, but they're not expensive.
I don't
expensive.
Either, just because I lose them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earbuds. I only lose them when they're expensive. When they're cheap,
right.
I keep them forever.
Right. Right. So there you go.
When I have my Rite Aid glasses. So it's National Fashion Revolution Day, John.
Oh, really?
When you think of a fashion revolution, who do you think of?
Not you.
Oh, come on. Have I not revolutionized my fashion?
you're better dressed than you used to be.
But still not good dressed? No, I would say you're good dressed. Not well dressed?
No, I would classify you as well dressed at this point.
Right.
But you had, you were coming from the bottom.
Oh, I was, yeah, I mean, as Colin
started
Coward
from
said.
From the bottom, now we heal.
Yeah, exactly.
Flood victim, as I was once called. Dressed like a flood victim.
So anything would be an improvement of how you used to dress. So, but who, like, when you hear, whose fashion do you respect that you know? Like,
oh, that I know?
Not a famous person. Like, I'll give you a good one.
Okay.
Stu Lance, very well-dressed man.
Very well-dressed
Jim
man.
Hill, very well-dressed man.
Always well-dressed.
They're famous.
The opposite of those two, Michael Thompson.
Michael Thompson, Zumba's in a Bahamas t-shirt.
In sweats.
Yeah.
I will not speak ill of my uncle. No.
Yeah, but no, even Michael would say,
I know
if it's
would.
Free, yeah. it's for him.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
You know? That's Bettel, too.
I'm trying to think, who is really, really well-dressed?
Who dresses from the host? Who dresses the best from the host?
Of all the hosts?
Here.
It's either me or Sedano because we're on TV sometimes.
That's true.
But nobody else has to dress.
Yeah, but who's dressed better right now? You're just wearing a golf shirt, and I've got this sort of thing put
you
together.
That shirt looks like you bought it at Kmart.
Oh, my God. This is an expensive Untucked shirt.
The jacket. Oh, I hate Untucked.
I love Untucked. I've got like 8 Untucked shirts, and I've been trying to find a sponsorship with them.
So
Colin has one.
Here's an interesting thing about Untucked.
Yeah.
Years ago, like 2-3 sales managers ago, they said, do spots for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't pay you, but we'll give you a bunch of shirts.
Okay.
So I said, okay. And I did the shirts, the spots for a couple of weeks. And at the end of the week, no payment, no shirts.
Oh, no shirts?
I've sworn off Untucked. Oh. They're all yours.
Let me just say, I am not swearing off Untucked.
I've
would love
Untucked.
I've been in the
original store in Soho.
Is it in Soho, New York?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love the Untucked stuff. I love the Untucked stuff.
That shirt you should have brought yesterday since we had Lazy Dog.
Sorry, I brought the whole thing up.
But I'm trying to think of, like, who is the biggest clothes horse in general? Like, in the world?
In general,
who's
in the world?
World's best dressed man?
Ooh. Man?
I'm trying to think of, like, somebody that
David Beckham dresses fairly nice.
Yeah, but you could see him in sweats occasionally.
David Beckham. David Beckham.
Yeah, I don't. It's hard to be a fashion icon as a man.
Well, here's the problem. All guys pay attention now. It seems like a decade ago, guys didn't really pay attention.
Yeah, still
now,
most don't.
Everybody Prince, on SportsCenter, everybody on Get Up, everybody's super focused on their drip.
You don't want to be in the men's dress shoe business because nobody's wearing dress shoes anymore.
Yeah.
Even guys like at the network level are wearing suits with tennis shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what's gone away are dress shoes. So
Lenny Kravitz.
But Lenny Kravitz is like...
Oh, I saw him wearing a see-through mesh shirt or
something. Yeah, I know, but it was like see-through leather pants working out.
Yeah,
he's
no,
even
I...
even in sweats for that.
I get that, but that's not really transferable to anybody else. I mean, I'm sorry I didn't wear my mesh shirt.
He's
today.
The one that said it looked like Kmart.
Hey, somebody, I can't read it because he sent it to you too, but somebody just sent me a picture of a Heisman from the McKay Center, and I assume it's got to be OJ's because we were talking about it, right?
Oh, is it no name
on
it?
Or is it Reggie's? I don't know. But there's somebody just sent us a picture, which I'm assuming this is OJ's Heisman, so maybe it is on display at SC. Mighty Bo sent us this picture, but he doesn't have a description of it. It's just a picture of a Heisman, but I assume it's OJ's.
Yeah, I'm still curious about it. And I mean,
I googled it, and I think he is. It's not concrete of a yes or a no, but if it would be a no, then it would be out
like,
there.
Okay, this might be a dumb question, but
we specialize in those.
When he lost his civil judgment, wouldn't the Goldmans get the Heisman?
The Goldmans, I thought, did get the Heisman.
And then they could sell it or do whatever they want with it?
But I think the player and the school both get a Heisman. I think they took OJ's Heisman, and then the replica was still at Heritage Hall.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, anyway, glad he's back. Glad he's back. And by the way, by today's standards, what he got was so insignificant. He got his mom
it was $1 million.
I mean, but like,
no, he got rent for his mom and stepdad in a rental house in like,
they gave him, the house was about $890,000,
but they didn't give it to him. It was paid for a month.
No, it was paid for the whole season.
Okay, one season of a rental house compared to
I think it was
millions
more,
of dollars
I think
now
it was more than one season.
Oh, read that NCAA report.
I did. I'm one of the few
all
people,
36
I,
pages.
I'm one of the few people. Yeah, I
and so you agree?
Me.
No, you agree that the
I
NCAA
absolutely
can,
do not agree.
Oh, you read it though. The NCAA yeah. did conclude that Pete Carroll did not know anything about Reggie Bush's mom's house in San Diego.
If Pete Carroll didn't know anything about this, Pete Carroll has to be the stupidest human being alive, and he's not.
I think you are so wrong on this.
Yeah, would you're the only one.
Would
who
you
thinks
know?
This.
Would I know?
I don't know any other person that thinks what you think.
Well, they're all then they haven't read the report.
I have.
The report literally says did not know.
I think the NCAA.
So you think the report is wrong?
Yeah,
you disagree with
you
the
know,
report.
Because I've been singing this tune for years. The NCAA is the most incompetent
right.
organization on
but
the planet.
But you disagree with the facts as they're laid out in the NCAA report.
I wouldn't believe the NCAA as far as I could throw them.
Yeah.
I think that.
So you don't believe Pete Carroll or the NCAA. Who exactly do you believe? Who is your source?
I think Pete either knew, and if he didn't know, he's negligent. So there you go.
You're responsible to know. I don't want to do this.
Well, it's.
I feel like I'm in a 10 years ago time warp.
Well, that's because Reggie's Heisman guy came
yes,
back.
Yes, correct.
That's what brought
correct.
It up.
Yeah.
But I think they're doing the right thing, giving him the Heisman.
Oh, yeah,
back.
Me too.
And by the way, guys got paid for years.
Of course.
Before
yeah, especially
Reggie
the
ever
SEC.
Got paid.
All right, coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Laura's got something on there for us. In the meantime. Oh, man, World Series of Poker. First event outside of Vegas for 2024, and you know where it is. You know it's at Commerce Casino and Hotel. So if you look at this thing, the world's largest poker room, the World Series of Poker is coming on May the 10th through the 24th. And you can be part of this event. You can visit CommerceCasino.com for more details. Take a seat. Get right in the action. One tournament can change your life. And I got news for you. I'm actually going to play in this tournament at the World Series of Poker event at Commerce Casino and Hotel. At Commerce,
wait, if you win, do you get to go to the World Series?
I get a bracelet. I go to the World
you,
Series
you
of Poker.
You go to Vegas?
Yeah, I go
if
to
you
Vegas.
You keep winning?
For the big tournament.
You got to get hot, man.
I know.
We need that for the show.
I need a roll, man. That's a good story. Get to Commerce Casino. Get there. Play the game. Check out a show. Win big. Commerce Casino and Hotel. CommerceCasino.com. Mason, Ireland. 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the, we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
No, I think he's actually right.
All right, Laura, what do you got?
Wait a minute, I didn't get a, huh, this is good.
Huh. I'm actually really glad this landed on this question.
Excellent.
Because this happened to me today. So today I had a procedure done on my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I had...
What'd you get done?
So I had a nerve blocking...
Wait a minute. You had the surgery today and
no,
you're
no, no,
here?
No, no. Oh. I have surgery on May 24th.
Was okay. it like an injection you got so today? You took the needle?
They do... No, no. I've done those. I've done the PRP. So they insert like these long things on your knee. There was five of them.
Mm-hmm.
All the way deep. And then they do nerve blocking.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
It's bad. It was
yeah,
bad.
Sounds horrible.
So anyways, the scary part was, I mean, I've done this before. Everything's gone kind of smooth. You know, mm-hmm. you get pain. Today, something new happens, boys. There was a young lady that I've never seen, and they were telling her instructions on like how to do and what to do.
She was in training.
She was in training while she
yeah.
was doing my
Ooh.
Knee.
Okay.
I was not happy. It hurt a lot. A lot of things went sideways that normally don't. So my question
so was it like an was it like an intern? Like it was somebody
yeah,
that
like,
was
you
learning
know when
on
they
the
do,
like our interns?
Yeah, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
this
we're
person
not,
did not know
this,
what they were doing.
I'm
wow.
sure that I'm sure listen, I'm sure she did. But she's new, so she's, you know, doing her thing. And my question to you guys is, besides a medical situation, because this happened to my niece when I took her to the dentist, where is another scary place where you can get someone that is in training, like, and
well,
has to touch you?
The thing that popped into my head when you were telling that story is airline pilot. You don't want first flight.
Oh.
That you don't want, but I mean, you would never know.
Welcome to my first flight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they're not going to tell
never
you.
Never flown before right. till now.
So that one did. I remember one time, when I got the Laker job, I realized we were doing afternoon drive back then.
Right.
So there were going to be a lot of days where I went on the air at 4 mm-hmm. and didn't get off until like 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And I was talking straight through, like 6-7 hours straight through. So I started taking voice lessons.
Okay.
And my doctor, who is a great guy and really, he saved me again last week, Joe Sugarman, said, okay, I got a good voice coach for you to go to teach you how to train your voice, but yep. go to this person specifically.
Okay.
So I went in and they said, I walked in and they go, oh, your appointment's with me. It was a guy. And I go, you know, my doctor said, just, I have to stick with this one person. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be offensive. He goes, okay, no problem. And I left and I called the doctor back and I go, yeah, I couldn't get in to see your girl. He goes, who were you going to see? And I go, it's this other guy, Michael. He goes, oh, that guy's even better. And so you never know. And then I ended up going to this guy, and he was fantastic.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Laurie, you don't want a rookie. You don't want a first-timer, which is what sounds like you have. But sometimes they're even better than the other person. Yeah. You know, you never know.
That's true.
Although I went, my last physical, I went to you know how you go to the phlebotomist afterwards?
Yeah.
I love those.
The chemist, lady, yeah. looking for a vein.
Lady who draws the blood.
I'm good at that.
So there was somebody standing over the woman who was taking
in
blood.
In training.
And she didn't say in training, but she mm-hmm. was like over her, like looking very carefully. And I always say before I get blood drawn, I always say, are you good at this?
So ask?
Yeah, I always ask, are you good at this? And the woman who was taking the blood didn't say anything. But the woman that was standing over her said, we'll see.
Oh, that's comforting. Oh.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh,
yeah.
I liked Brian's...
Yeah, I've had an experience where, you know, go into a barbershop or a salon.
Sure.
That's another good one.
It's like, I don't know. I'm not going to a cosmetology school or like one of these places where it's $5 for people in practice.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, $30, $40. And it's like, I don't feel comfortable.
Plus, your curly locks, you got to protect.
That's like
man.
Half your
skill.
Act.
Yeah, exactly.
Protect the locks, man.
A lot of skills.
Protect the locks.
I was not having it.
Very good. Very good. There's your wheel of questions. All right. So we all assume LeBron's going to be back next year with the Lakers, but there's additional speculation. Remember, it happened around the trade deadline. There was some reporting about it, and there's some reporting about it again now that possibly LeBron James might revisit this concept of going to Golden State after this season instead of staying with the Lakers, which is interesting from this perspective. Golden State, if you figure you go to Golden State and LeBron plugs into what is a tremendous machine, he maybe gives them one last run or two last runs.
Right.
And LeBron may look at the Lakers and say, I don't see how we're going to get by Denver with what we've got, even what we could potentially do. Maybe my odds are better at Golden State.
Sure. The Warriors would have to completely rearrange their roster to accommodate LeBron.
Maybe Klay's gone.
Maybe Draymond, too.
Maybe Draymond's gone.
And if they both leave, is LeBron going to something that he would want to go to?
Right.
I mean, would he be? I mean, it's almost a wash playing with Steph or playing with Anthony Davis.
Right.
My sense of it is, and again, this is completely, LeBron has earned his free agency.
Right.
So if he wants to opt out and go somewhere else, it's completely up to him. My sense of it is he'll be back. I can't imagine him getting a better situation where he is more accommodated than he is with the Lakers.
Right.
I mean, Rob Plink has talked about it openly, that they consider LeBron and AD a partnership.
Right.
They consider Clutch a partner rather than an agency or player, like your typical management-player relationship.
Right.
With the Lakers, those guys are consulted on everything.
Yes.
They're not going to be consulted on everything at Golden
State. I don't believe the keys to the Golden State organization will be handed over to anybody the way has happened here in Los Angeles with LeBron. I mean, look at the number of clutch guys that are on the roster, even the number of clutch guys who are out there that might potentially come to the roster during the offseason.
Well, and the other thing is guys like Rich Paul and Maverick Carter have full access to the Lakers.
Right.
Can
pick up the phone, call Jeannie or Rob anytime they want, and that call will get taken.
Yeah.
They want courtside seats. They can have them. You know, it's a great arrangement for all for LeBron's business family. And he likes living in L.A.
So I bring that up partly because, at least on my Twitter timeline, there is a lot of let's move on from LeBron. Let's not re-sign him. 2 years and 120 is too much. All that kind of stuff is out there right now.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily help us beat Denver. So for 2 o'clock call of the day today, I want people to react to that conversation, the Golden State conversation, and exactly what we expect from game three tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena, 877-710-ESPN. That's 877-710-ESPN.
And keep in mind, if you're going to call and you're going to talk about this, if LeBron opts out, the Lakers are over the salary cap, so it's not as if they can just plug another superstar
Correct.
Into that salary.
Yeah.
It just goes away.
Yeah.
And I don't know, any rational person can say Lakers are better without LeBron, especially when you can't replace him.
This is an excellent point. If you are irrational, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. And by the way, coming up for you, too, I've made a little headway on getting into the 32-52 at an LAFC game.
I don't understand why they wouldn't welcome you with open arms. That'd be good publicity
for them. Now I find I'm being recruited.
Good.
Yeah, so we'll do that coming up,
too. Did you get into the fun section yet or not yet?
They're the 420 section?
Yeah.
I believe I can
slide
my way in.
I think we're good on
there
that.
I believe they will
welcome you.
Yeah, they will welcome me, absolutely. So 2 o'clock all day is coming next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Or la-di-da.